Good morning. It's a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and a special Friday at that. WAMC celebrating its 40th anniversary today. The actual anniversary is tomorrow, but we'll celebrate it today during the roundtable. Wow. The station memories flowing through my mind, Alan. If you don't mind, share one, get your reaction to it. I believe it was 1994, very early days for me now after 26 years at the radio station. Early on, it was Governor Mario Cuomo driving to the radio station to do his valedictory speech, his last program with you. And you remember that, I know.
I do. It was someday. There was Mario. He had lost his election. His people said he would not come on for the last Capital Connection that we were doing. And I came home and Roselle said, oh, he'll come. I said, no, they say he's basically nursing his wounds and he's going to stay in the mansion and he won't come. But we had a full house there and there he was. And to this day, it remains one of the most inspiring things. David, he walked into that place. Everybody, every volunteer in the room stood up and applauded. And he said, who do you think I am? Alphonse D'Amato, because D'Amato had engineered his defeat.
Right.
And they just wouldn't stop clapping. And he sat down and I said, how do you feel about this? Did you feel badly? And he said, you know, Alan, when my brother lost his child, this is not exact, but my brother lost his child who fell into a pond and drowned. That's depressing. I had an opportunity to serve. And well, there wasn't a dry eye. And I have to say, he got up. I got up to walk him out and he hugged me. And that's the only time it ever happened. So that was quite a memory, all right. You really found a good one to talk about.
It really was something. And as I recall it, we gave away the speech afterwards, right? And the
I'll
phones
never,
ding,
never...
ding, ding, and yeah. Every ding was $1,000. One after the other.
They weren't giving $1,000. It was that the cumulative was $1,000,
right,
from all the dings. You're exactly right. And it was something. There was an engineer, and he would say ding every time we came
right
to another $1,000. It was really some day. And then Dave Gilletly and I looked at each other and we were having an argument about, okay, you've just heard Mario Cuomo's farewell speech. You can have it for. And then David and I were giving each other signs. I don't remember who said 25 and who said 50, whatever it was. And boy, we arrived at it and it didn't stop for 7 hours. And that was the end of the fun drive. It was over. It was the most incredible thing. People had to get up, but they didn't want to lose their seats because everybody would take their places and they wanted to be there for this incredible moment. It was really something.
Be a lot more memories shared this morning, beginning at 9 a.m. on the roundtable. Well, Alan, yesterday President Biden announced new requirements for federal workers and urged local and state governments to pay people $100 to get the vaccine. Late Thursday, after Mr. Biden's speech, the Pentagon said members of the military would also be subject to the same vaccinations. You know, this is getting a bit worrisome because we're seeing from the CDC that this Delta variant is like the chicken pox, and they're wanting everyone to mask up.
Well, you look, it makes so much sense. Nobody wants to put that mask on. Nobody wants to go back to the way that we were, to the closing up and everything. But there is a reality, and the reality is people are going to get sick. Some people are going to die. And we need to do everything we need to do in order to protect lives. Even if the people who refuse to get vaccinated don't want to, there is an obligation on the part of the president and everybody else to make sure that they live and that they can go on. And that's what's happening in this country. So it is people are disappointed. They thought it was all over. It isn't. And now we got to recognize that.
And it gets even into the area of the mental health effects of the virus on so many people. Just take this one example, Alan. Flight attendants report high frequency of unruly passengers. About one-fifth of flight attendants say they've witnessed a physical incident with a passenger this year. Here's the kicker. Airlines have reported more than 3,600 cases, Alan, of unruly passengers this year. Disputes over face masks, the most common trigger.
Well, first of all, I think a lot of people who get on an airliner are nervous. They know that the potential for transmission, at least in their minds, has been there. And so a lot of people don't want to get on an airplane. I have to be one of them. You know, it's just sort of asking for it in so many people's minds, and people are nervous. But still, a lot of people think that the whole thing is over, that they can get on a plane, they can go anywhere, and the airlines are back to normal and super normal in terms of the number of people who are riding those planes. So you can see how much trouble is on the minds of so many people who get onto that airplane. And then, of course, there's always the issue of alcohol and how much people drink and whether that makes it worse. But it's not a good time.
Not a good time also for the Olympics. Can the Olympic bubble hold, says this article from the Washington Post. It's never been worse, says the article. Both the city of Tokyo and the country reported record numbers of new infections Thursday. Wouldn't it be more prudent to move on from this event?
Well, David, this is an Olympics that never should have happened. Sorry, you wouldn't catch me on a plane going there. You wouldn't catch me there. When we see U.S. gymnasts doing extremely well and winning, that's terrific. Everybody feels good about that. Nevertheless, there are times you just got to say, this is not a wise thing to do.
A political observer, Alan Chartok with us again. Tune into the roundtable at 9 a.m. for a 40-year journey through the history of WAMC, the anniversary of the station we celebrated today. Alan, thanks. We'll, of course, all be listening.
Well, David, your contribution to this station, what you do in the morning is just extraordinary. There's nobody like you in the entire United States of America. There's no guy who has put together this kind of incredibly intense workout every morning. And when you bring on the editors of all the various papers, that is terrific. And I can't tell you how much I admire you.
Oh, I'm speechless. Thank you.